Let's take a deep breath. And let's do that right now. Not just a marab, Shambra. Let's do it. You're the master and you're sitting on the park bench. There's no fear, there's no agenda. You're not trying to change the world because you recognize the world is what it is. And all of its beauty, you recognize that it is going through a tremendous change, but a change that, well, back when, lifetimes ago, when you were a reimaginer, would imagine it changing into this. So the master just sat there enjoying the beauty of life. And you know, when it's like that, you're as the master, you're just sitting there, you're enjoying whatever you're drinking, whatever you're eating, whatever the weather is. You don't have to work at radiating your light. It's lit. It's there. In a way, you could say it's like pulling a bunch of dimensions together, bringing them together in the same sacred moment, and then whew, light goes out. Light goes forth. Light goes forth. Another way that we've talked about it is, it's like you're the chalice. You're the chalice, the cup, and now your divine just streams in and fills that chalice. And then the chalice overflows. And that overflowing is like orgasmic. And you keep overflowing, and the joy of the divine filling the chalice brings more joy and brings more overflowing. So the master sits there on the park bench without agenda, not even trying to shake the human and saying, come on, the final step. Master is just enjoying and radiating. The master realizes its radiance reaches out to every corner of every reality. It reaches out to the reimaginers on the planet. It reaches out even to those who are just wanting to go back to the way things were. It reaches out to even the new ones who will be coming to this planet. It reaches out to the new Earths. It reaches out everywhere. It reaches out into every past life that the Master has ever had. And even those lifetimes are being transformed. Yes, it's not just this lifetime, dear human, that is going into realization. It's all of your lifetimes. All the stories are changing. So the master is there. And it's you. It's you in the state of wisdom. In the state of grace. Here you are, the human. I know a lot of anxiety right now. In a way, it's kind of fun, I guess, because you got so much happening on the planet, and that's exactly the reason you came here. But all that anxiety, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And suddenly it's like you from the future walks in. You from the future, suddenly here. You could say it starts in a dream during one of your naps or your long, long sleeping sessions. That's where you let it in first. But then it starts to come to your awareness, even in your waking state, that it's here. Me in the future. Now, here, with me in the now. That's the realized self. That's the culmination of all the human experiences and all the journeys, and it's here. There's nothing you need to do. You don't need to throw a rope around it and keep it from going back to the future. You don't need to bow to it. No, 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 no. You don't need to bow to it. You just take a deep breath. I am here. It's really not from the future either. I mean, you could say it is, but it's the master in the now. And it's you finally accepting that it's here. Taking a deep breath. That realized self from the future, it kind of communicates to you that it's here to stay. Not one of these fleeting moments of cosmic consciousness. It's here to stay. That's you. You from the future knows, just like the human of the now or the past, that knows that all this is by choice. There's no accidents, no mistakes. It wasn't because you were a really nice human or really bad human or anything. It's here simply by choice. And this is it. This is it. That realized being from the future knows that there's a lot to do right now, but in a way, nothing to do. I mean, a lot to do in terms of being in realization. And I mean, but that's not a lot of work. But a lot to do simply by being here at the planet. And realize how from the future says, hey, human, in the now, feel into the master for a moment. It's us. It's me in the future. It's you in the now. It's all of our past lives in the past. But feel into that master right now. That master is just sitting there on the park bench in a timeless space. Timeless and spaceless space. The master just sitting there, enjoying life. The master is right here with us. We are the master. We're sitting on the park bench. We're coming to realization. We are the future realized. We're here on the planet on a time of the greatest change, and we're here on the planet just to enjoy. And that future self says, this isn't a dream. This is not just a dream. You may think you're dreaming it, but it's not just a dream. It's real. Wake up from what was the dream. Wake up now. Hey, you, wake up from what was the dream, that you were trapped in a human form, that you were limited in a single reality. Wake up from the dream that you're pursuing realization, but it was like a carrot in front of a horse. Who's dreaming now? Who is dreaming now? His future self says, I'm not dreaming. Future self says, I'm realized. I do not dream anymore. I am that I am. I'm free of my dreams. I'm free of old memories that are stored deep into the night. You're the dream. I'm real. And then you never go back. You never go back to that anxiety, that wondering when, that feeling that you have to kind of hold that future self at bay, keep them here in the now, that if you mess up, go away. You never have to. You wake up from the dream. Now you're the master sitting on the park bench. A realization no longer means a thing. Hear that. You're the master on the park bench. You've allowed energy to serve you, knowing it's yours. You come to compassion through allowing, and suddenly realization doesn't mean anything. Maybe a distant echo from the past, from the human who was trying to achieve it, but now it's nothing. Once realized, you realize there's no realization. Kind of a funny way to put it, but it was a human thing. They had to put a name to it, a label to it, but now it's simply a fleeting memory of a time from before, a time of limitation and lack. Now you're just a master in a physical body that's serving you, in a world that you're enjoying, and everything flows. You're awake now, out of the human dream and into the real. Let's take a deep breath with that, dear Chambra. This isn't just a Marab or a master's story. This is waking up from a dream. Let's just sit here for a few minutes together. The world is being reimagined right now at many different levels. We wrote a few things on the board, but there's far, far, far more things. How the reimaginers are reimagining. How the 6.5% who have a degree of consciousness are looking at the new world. And then there are a very, very small number of those who are simply the masters of energy, their energy. Let's take a deep breath. Coming out of the dream. Right at this most precious moment. Let's take a deep breath together as we bring this shout to a close. But before we do, I ask you simply now feel into your passion. The passion of the master. There's nothing like it. Passion of the masters who goes so far beyond even those who are reimagining the planet right now. Passion of the master, so different than the passion of a human. A human's passion tends to be, I don't know, excitable and volatile and fiery and a lot of drama and everything else. But feel into the passion of the master. There's a big difference. Well, I've got to run. I want to get back to the Ascended Masters Club, and I want to let them know what's going on. I'm going to go back with Sart and FM and Doxy and Goon and some of the others. They've been here enjoying this day. We're going to go back. And instead of me boasting about Chambra, I'm going to let them do the talking. For once. Next 30 days until our next shout are going to be deep. Best way to put it, deep. I didn't say intense, I said deep. I want you to remember that I am with you every step of the way. I want you to remember also that all is well in all of creation. Thank you.